This is called Spent Tube. A cigarette after a long absence is like revisiting haunts of my lost youth, where I made a hollow claim or two in my time, as the whole world danced to the same smoky tune, before we all swore off that infernal bridegroom, that fictive fig leaf curling up into the cut and dried statement of ciggy threads, set alight and blazing at once like Balzac on caffeine, us partygoers of manic erudition juggling wee small hours the other side of midnight, where bees are smoked from bonnets, at the behest of rollies dancing in the hands of the voluble, toccatas of talkativeness until night becomes day with gesticulated odes to drum or whinny reds beneath some tobacco god's revered smoking head. Tribute of such fiery tabernacles of tobacco as to be a rake hell's catch scratch fever sated, yet still in love with its poisonous fumes, its wavering mirages stitched from skeins of wraiths, wreathed into bleakly elegant pose, its ash that deft fingers conjure dreams from, in medicine man or peace pipe ceremonies, glow of satisfaction below the level of language, at smoko, by the side of the road, by a doorway, by a swill bucket, with a man who jokes, trapped in rings of chain smoke, expelling voluminous puffs much as if he's smoking himself, tarry vapour sucked down off kilter to calm jumpy nerves until it falls like a dud from nerveless fingers or from the lips of dying warriors, the last heroic puff in a newsreel, spent tube but still dancing spot of light because the cigarette I was smoking then has not yet been stubbed out.